And we struggled at times with things, but we survived and got by.
But 1-1 in the conference tournament, losing to losing to Bishop Newman before beating Grand Island Central Catholic in the opening ball game. Talk about the conference tournament, and did you get some things done that you wanted to?
Well, I think so. And that first game with GICC was a big game for us, kind of propelled us into the last third of our season. And then we beat them again the following week in the regular season. And of course, anytime you play Bishop Newman, it's going to be tough. But our conference tournament, our conference overall is just real strong from top to bottom. And then, after that, we played Lincoln Lutheran. And so we just want to kind of keep the momentum rolling, so to speak, going into these last two games this week, and then the next week is sub-districts.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, the regular season. This is the finale. You got to this game with Adams Central, and then always a tough game with Sutton on Thursday, then right into a sub-district play next week.
It is, and the thing about tomorrow or Thursday's game is that the sub-district come out on Wednesday, and so that game really is kind of meaningless as far as your seeding, but of course it's always Sutton and St. Cecilia, and so it's a big game for both of us, and just like tonight, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, doesn't matter. You can throw out the records because both teams are really going to come because it's a rivalry-type game.
Adams Central playing a Class C1 in girls basketball. You guys are Class C1 and hooked up in the same sub-district. So this could be the first of two games we'll see between Adams Central and St. Cecilia this year.
Yeah, very possibly. And I think, if my math is correct, we've locked up the number one seed at sub-districts, which is kind of nice. And so Adams Central and Fillmore will probably meet on be the 2-3. And so there's a very good chance that we could meet them that next Thursday in the finals of the sub-district pairings.
What about the Adams Central St. Cecilia matchup? It's always an interesting ball game for the fans and the players.
It's definitely interesting, and these girls know each other so well. We had some girls walking in the gym just a little while ago, and some of the boys were yelling at them and yelling them their last names, and so they know each other, both members of the team and fans both alike. But it's just one of those cases where I don't think you're going to have to say much in the locker room to get them going.
What about the Adams Central Ball Club? Obviously, Jalinda Hodson is a girl you'll have to stop tonight.
Oh, she's a tremendous rebounder. She had 21 rebounds against GICC, and she really hits the boards well. And that's where she can do her damage, is getting those offensive rebounds and then put them back in. And so it's something we have to take care of. And then, of course, we're going to want to pressure them and make their guards play a full-court game. And I think that's where we have a little bit of advantage. So it's going to probably come down to who does the better job at what they're good at.
Vanessa Poland, another girl you ought to stomp tonight, averaging about 8 points per ball game. And on the outside shooting with Kelly Shuck, she has shown this year that she can knock down the three.
Yeah, they're both really good shooters and have a green light to shoot it anytime they're open. And so that's one thing we'll talk about before we take the floor, is you got to stay with them and limit their chances to just make those three-pointers, because they're very good at it.
Because both teams are so familiar with each other, is the kind of the mystery out of this ball game. It's just going to come down to hard-nosed basketball tonight.
Well, and I think it just comes down to who makes the better plays and more of them. And we know that we're going to want to pound it inside and kind of may slow the ball game down. And we're going to want to have up tempo and really play a full court game. And so I think it's just going to come down to who does a better job of playing the game they want to play.
Speeding up the tempo tonight, is that the key to stopping Hudson inside?
Well, I think so, and I think hopefully our bench will come into play if we do that and make it be a 32-minute game where it's just a full-speed game. And even if they break our press, I think our half-court defense has improved over the course of the year, and we can get up in their face and really pressure them and hopefully force them in some turnovers and get us some easy baskets.
Sitting on the doorsteps of the Sump District next week, you like where this basketball team is at right now?
I do, and the last half of the year or so, we've been playing really good basketball. We've had a lot of good competition, and last year at this time we were kind of spiraling out of control, and this year we really feel good about the direction we're headed.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. We've got more on tonight's pregame show right after this timeout.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
And we're back at the Patriot Gym as we get set for the girls' game here tonight between Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. As we spent a couple of minutes with Patriot head coach Tim Marker. Adams Central coming in a mark of 12 wins and 7 losses on the season, coming off of a 1-2 performance, coach, in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. You had a win over Donovan Trumbull and then dropped to Centura and Wood River to finish things off. Just, I guess, your view out of the conference tournament.
Well, we got off to a really good start. We were pretty afraid of Donovan Trumbull. They're a team that's very athletic and has been playing really well. They've been in a lot of close games. The record doesn't indicate how good they are, and you can say that about a lot of teams. And you just have to get over that try to get over that hump as far as getting wins in close games. And we were able to do that through much of the first part of the season. And then that can kind of turn around on you with a few turnovers here. Or, you know, with us, we've had to change lineups and things. And so we've had a few more turnovers, and sometimes they're what makes a difference in a game. And that's kind of what happened to us in the second two games in the Lou Platte. Go against Centura and a game that's pretty close, going down into the end of the third quarter, fourth quarter, and have a few turnovers that they turn into points and then get a lead that they can sit on and hold the ball a little bit. And so that was a really disappointing loss to Centura. And then coming back on Saturday, we got off to a slow start. Wood River got off to a good start, and they really got things going, really started to play with a lot of confidence. And then that makes it really tough, and we couldn't get the ball to go down, so we were losing confidence. They were gaining confidence, and they just did a nice job of going out, playing hard, and they kept things going. And we got back into it in the second half right away. In the third quarter, we got it back to where it was tied up, and then you know, had a few more turnovers, and they went on a little bit of a run and stretched it out. And Jalinda got in foul trouble, so then we had to try and work around that a little bit. And that just became too much, and they pulled away there towards the end of the game.
Mentioned a couple of injuries, and it has really affected the way Adam Central has played down the stretch a little bit. Emily Boniface is out. Kerry Holland is out. A couple of key injuries, I think, that you had midway through the season has really kind of spelled what you got going on right down here at the end of the season.
Yeah, you know, coming into the season, we didn't have a lot of leeway to begin with, and you know, we didn't have any room for injuries. We had a lot of young players sitting on our bench, and we were hoping that we'd be able to work them in, and we've tried to do a little bit of that this season. It's been kind of tough. We've played in so many overtime games and close games, and so the time has been tough. We played a lot of games with just seven or eight, and really haven't gone much deeper than that just because of the situations in the game. But we really miss Emily now as a point that can come in and handle the ball for us, and as somebody that's quick enough that can come in and match up with another quick player and really give us a lift defensively at times. And, you know, she just can come in and make some big plays that can help turn things around or can help keep the momentum going. And so we miss her. We miss Kerry Holland, just her experience and how smart she is playing the game and being able to help and being able to be that good player on the backside to get those rebounds and get putbacks if they try to double on Jalinda. And so we really miss her experience out there and her strength and athletic ability. And then Kelly isn't 100% yet, and I don't know if she'll get to that point. So, you know, we are kind of banged up, and we've been able to make it through some of that these last few years and kind of avoid a little bit. But this year it stepped up and got us pretty good.
Now, what you want to hear when you get ready for the sub-districts next week, Adams Central, much like St. Cecilia, with two games left with the Hawkeyes tonight and then Ravenna on Thursday. That's right on into the postseason next week. So you want to be healthy, but you got to go with what you got.
Yeah, and, that is one of the situations that we've talked about. You know, you just got to lay it on the line right now, and everybody's got to go out and play hard. You got to go out and take shots. You've got to play good defense, good, smart defense. Play as hard as you can and play as smart as you can. And hopefully those two things then lead to having a little fun out on the floor. But we really do have some tough competition coming up with St. Cecilia and Ravenna, and then it looks like in the sub-district maybe matched up with Fillmore Central as 2 and 3 seeds. It's not for sure yet, but that looks like the way it'll match up. And they're another very athletic team that's going to come out and play really aggressive against us and athletic and quick. So it's really three teams in a row here that are all pretty close to the same type of teams, a lot of pressure, try to press, try to run up and down the floor, shoot the three really well. So it's a big challenge for us these next three games.
And there's also another possibility of another St. Cecilia Adams Central matchup, maybe in the sub-district final, if both teams can maneuver on. So tough road to hoe here for Adams Central. You talked about the Hawks tonight. Good measuring stick for you tonight just to see where the small club's at.
Yeah, it really is. They're a team that struggled a little bit earlier, and again, they had some close games that could have gone either way. Otherwise, their record is a little bit better than what it is, but they're a very good team. They have a lot of experience. A lot of the juniors have, been playing for 2 years or more. So they have a lot of experience, very athletic, and, just a smart bunch of girls that can really play basketball. They all can really shoot. And John's talked about it several times that they can have – any of four, five, six different players that can get into double figures for him on any given night. So, you know, you really can't sag off of anybody. You really can't. You got to kind of key on Abby a little bit as far as her, the things that she can do, and Charisse, and then Libby, and Lexi as well. So you can just go down the line. It makes it kind of difficult, but you just have to play good defense. And you know, one of the big keys is to make sure that you don't give them any more chances. So rebounding will be a big key for us tonight. And Jalinda and Kelsey and Leslie are going to have to do a great job inside, and not only getting the rebounds, but also taking care of the ball, because they'll steal outlets too.
It's safe to say it really puts a lot of pressure on you defensively, because they can shoot the ball so well from the outside. You really got to guard that three-point line, not with one or two girls, but with three or four of them out there.
Yeah, they've got a big problem there with, you know, having the ability to shoot and having the ability to drive. They can create a lot of problems for us with that situation. So you kind of have to pick a little bit about what you want to try and do with that, and kind of based on who you have playing there. And they're great passers as well, and so that's one of the things that allows them to spread the floor, because they can throw a good hard skip pass across, or they can throw a good diagonal pass from wing to backside post. So their passing ability needs to be put in there as well. They're just a real solid team.
Obviously, you guys might have the advantage inside with Jalinda Hodson, who's averaging 10 points, 13 rebounds per ball game. Is that where you start tonight, as work the ball inside of her?
Yeah, I think that's what we've been focused on most of the year is working the ball inside, and if we can create something outside off of that, then that's what we'll look at. But if they would happen to do something defensively to try and take Jalinda away, then our guards are going to have to step up and not be afraid to drive to the basket, and also take some outside shots. And sometimes that's not a bad way to get the ball inside to Jalinda as well. She's such a great rebounder that, we get some good shots up there and get some rebounds, and she can work on some putbacks. So sometimes that's a way to get the ball into her also. But that'll be part of our focus, is to try and get the ball inside and see if we can create some matches. Had several games where she's led us in assists just because of the way teams are defending her. So it'll be important for us to try and get Jalinda going.
Coach, tempo going to be a major factor tonight. We want to slow down Hastings St. Cecilia.
Yeah, like to try, but that's something we struggled with a little bit in the Lou Platt conference this last week, was letting some teams get out and get some easy baskets. We need to make sure that we get back on defense and don't let them get, easy baskets, make them at least set up their offense and have to work a little bit to get shots, or have to, make a good hard drive or good pass, but something more than just giving them some layups on some outlets and, some runouts. So that'll be an important part for us to make sure we get back on defense.
Okay, coach, tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's Tim Marker, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. It's Adams Central and St. Cecilia tonight from 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon, or good evening, as it might be. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia, Adams Central, a girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight. As we are underway in the girls' ball game, St. Cecilia controlling the opening tip. The Hawkins shooting to our basket to our left. St. Cecilia coming in 10-7 on the season. Adams Central is 12-7. Hawkins have won their last two ball games. Adams Central has dropped their last two. Driving to the hole and shooting it up, there's going to be Libby Kissinger. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Jalinda Hodson. Hodson had 21 rebounds the other night against Grand Island Central Catholic. Adams Central attacking in their offensive zone for the first time tonight. Shuck throws up a three-pointer. The shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Long rebound comes from the near side. It's picked up there by Lexi Schmidt of Hastings St. Cecilia. So a big night of high school basketball action here tonight in the city of Hastings as the Patriots and the Hawkins and the Blue Hawks get together here tonight. First time for this 2009-2010 season. Here's St. Cecilia inbounding the ball inside. It's going to be Lexi Schmidt as it tipped away. It's going to be picked up by Adams Central. We have played a minute and 15 seconds here in the first quarter. No score between the Hawkins and the Patriots. There's a feed on the left side. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. And Adams Central will play things in. St. Cecilia going with Libby Kissinger, Abby Jackson, Therese Farmer, Lexi Schmidt, and Caitlin Ernst in the ball game tonight. Adams Central countering with Kelly Shuck and Janessa Boland. Also Kelsey Sedlak, Jalinda Hodson, and Kerry Coates in the starting lineup for head coach Tim Walker. Ball tipped out of bounds, tipped into the backcourt. Is picked up now by Kissinger. She drives to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. We got our first foul of the ball game. It's going to go on Adams Central. Going to go on Hodson. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Patriots. So just underway, girls high school basketball action here tonight from 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central. And a shot from the free throw line by Kissinger is going to be no good. She is a 50% foul shooter in the season. The team hitting 60% of their foul shots. And the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Leslie Pfeiffer. So an early substitution there for head coach Tim Marker. Next shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Pfeiffer of AC. So two free throws missed there by Libby Kissinger. Adams Central has got the ball. No score here between the Hawkins and the Patriots in girls high school basketball. Shuck has got it out to Kerry Coates now for the Patriots. Ball is poked away by Kissinger. Picked up by Coates near the 10-second line. Dribbles over here on the right side. Leslie Pfeiffer at the elbow. Stops right there. Goes across the free throw line to Kelly Shuck, trying to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Dumps it out to Boland. Drives it out of lane. Shoots and scores. So that's the Boland scores. It took a while here tonight, but we finally get some points on the scoreboard. 2-0 is the score. It comes with 5:49 to play here in the opening period. Libby Kissinger for three. Back the other way. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebounded by Lexi Schmidt. She goes back up. Her shot no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And Schmidt will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on Pfeiffer of Adams Central. That's going to be her first and a second team foul on AC here in the ballgame. Just underway, we're at the Patriot Gym tonight. We expect a full house for the nightcap this evening. It's 16-1 Adams Central will play 15-1 Hastings St. Cecilia. South from the free throw line is up and in by Schmidt. She is a 66% foul shooter in the season for the Hawkettes. Here comes the next shot. That one is up there, and it bounds off of there. No good. And the rebound comes down to AC. That's Kelsey Sedlak. She throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it in the corner here to Janessa Boland. They don't communicate very well, and the ball is thrown out of bounds here on the near sideline down in the corner. And now we've got a timeout here as Tim Barker is out on the floor in the lane. As looks like Kelsey Sedlak has got some blood on her elbow. She's going to have to come out of the ball game. Tim Barker looking around out there for Adams Central. So just underway in girls high school basketball action here tonight. 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the opening quarter. 2-1 is the score. In addition to the bloody elbow, it looks like maybe Sedlak also lost a contact or something. Now they have found that out there. And it's going to be Adams Central inbounding the basketball here on the near sideline. 5:35 remaining here in the first quarter. 2-1 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead here in this one. And now we're set to inbound the basketball here off of the near sideline. So a slow start here tonight. Girls high school basketball between the Patriots and the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia 10-7 on the season. Adams Central coming in a mark of 12 wins and 7 losses. Libby Kissinger with the ball at the top of the key here for St. Cecilia. Goes over the wing to Audrey Gaspers, who's into the ball game for the first time. Abby Jackson. Jackson drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops there. Bounce pass out to Kissinger. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's good. Libby Kissinger hits one from the outside, a three-pointer. Here's a steal now by Jackson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to AC. So a steal in the backcourt there by Abby Jackson of St. Cecilia, but she cannot finish at the rim, and it's now a 4-2 ball game. Here's a feed to the right side. It's going to be intercepted by Jackson. Second turnover on Adams Central in the ball game. Abby comes back, throws it on the baseline, right side to Farmer. Her shot's partially deflected by Shuck. The ball goes out of bounds. That is going to be St. Cecilia basketball. 4:50 to play in the first quarter. 4-2 is the score. Safe to say, out on top, Cherise Farmer deep in the corner of the right side, circles around into the paint, throws it out here to Kissinger. Kissinger drives it down the lane, stops, comes out to Abby Jackson. Jackson in three-point territory around the screen, moves it to the right side. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down by Janessa Bolin of BC. Gets it away now to Carrie Coates. The shot into the forward court, and the foul is going to be called as Andre Gaspers knocks down Cheyenne Gotch, who just checked in there for AC. Gaspers picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. First team foul in the Hawkeyes. No free throws here. It'll be Adams Central playing things in. Right into the lane to Bolin. She goes up for the shot, and she's fouling the play. Good feed here from the near sideline by Shuck was the inbound man. Sliding down the lane was Bolin. She was fouled in the play. A second personal foul on Hastings St. Cecilia as a team. It's going to go on Jackson. That's going to be her first. AC will play things in. Down on the baseline. Hobson, her shot's going to be short. Misses one from about 7 feet away. Jackson comes down with a rebound, drives it, leads it out to Kissinger in the lane, throws it on the baseline now. That's going to be Cherise Farmer. Back inside to Lexi Schmidt. Trying to go up there between a couple of defenders and can't do it. Throws it back out to Jackson. Back inside to Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. Lexi Schmidt scores. She's now got 3 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia is out to a 6-2 advantage here in this one. Pressure by the Hawkeyes in backcourt. They finally get it across the 10-second line. The carry coach now down at the baseline. A little 10-footer by Gotch is going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Audrey Gaspers of St. Cecilia. Now to Abby Jackson, the Cherise Farmer. Her pass in the lane is going to be knocked out of bounds. Hodson got her hands on it there for AC. End of the ball game now is going to be Kelsey Sidlak for Adams Central, replacing Chuck. Now she comes out there with a bandage on the left elbow. St. Cecilia will play things in. Brooke McWhorter gets it to Libby Kissinger. Heads for the basket from the left wing. Her shot is up there. It's no good. A rebound McWhorter. She loses the ball on the baseline. It's picked up here by Adams Central. Janessa Bolin has got it down for the Patriots. Rushes the ball into the forecourt. Down to Hodson. In the corner on the left side. A couple of bounces of the ball. Comes out now to Janessa Bolin. Now to Hodson again. Drives for the hole. Her shot is up there off of the window. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. It's good by Sidlak and she is fouled in the play. Kelsey Sidlak got the offensive board and the putback. She is fouled there by St. Cecilia's Tessa Kalupa, who just checked into the ball game. First foul on Kalupa. Team foul number two on the Hawkeyes here in the first quarter. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia, Chanel Farmer. And coming to the bench will be Cherise Farmer. 6-4 the score now. St. Cecilia leading by two. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in by Sidlak. So a three-point play there by Kelsey Sidlak. Adams Central now trailing in the ball game by a score of 6-5. Hawkeyes have the ball back to their offensive zone. Kalupa comes out in three-point territory to Audrey Gaspers. Holds the ball here. Gaspers comes across the top to Brooke McWhorter. Dribbles one, sends it back outside. Chanel Farmer with the ball. Penetrates to the free throw line. Gives it up. Bounce pass to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger out on top. Bounce pass on the right side of the wing. Audrey Gaspers. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Farmer brings it over to Kissinger. Brings it up high on the block. And now dribbles to the top of the key. Goes over to Brooke McWhorter. Entry pass deflected away. It is loose in the lane. Gaspers has got it. Gets it away now to Kissinger. Her shot is up and in. Libby Kissinger scores there for Hastings St. Cecilia. As Gaspers picks up the ball in the lane there, sitting on the seat of her pants. Kissinger now at 5 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by the score of 8-5. Just underway, 2:25 to play here in the first quarter from the Patriot gym. Cheyenne Gotch comes over here on the right side. A three-pointer by Bolin is way off the mark. Saved there by Coach. They get it into the hands now of Janessa Bolin, who sends it down low, and it's going to be knocked out of the hands of Jalinda Hodson. And Hodson had it knocked out of her hands, so AC will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2:18 remaining here in the first quarter. And now Adams Central wants to call a timeout. So the Patriots want to call a timeout here. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. We're in the first quarter. The score is St. Cecilia 8, Adams Central 5.
Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriot Gym, high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia, Adams Central, meeting for the first time here this season. So Linda Hodson drives it down the right side of the lane, kicks it out to Shuck, back inside to Hodson, spins around on the baseline, cut off there. Back out to Shuck for three. Shot is up there, rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Bolin of AC. Janessa Bolin has got it down the offensive board, comes back out to Shuck, now to Sedlak. Out here in three-point territory, bounce pass across the top of the key. Bolin has got it. Janessa holds the ball, goes over in the wing on the left side, down to Jalinda Hodson. Angles toward the basket, her shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound, kicks it back out to Bolin. At the free throw line, down the lane she goes, her shot is up and in. AC getting second and third chances of the bucket right there. Janessa Bolin finally gets the field goal to go down. And the Patriots are back to within 1 point. 8-7 to score. Abby Jackson for three, shot is up there, her rim's off, no good. Rebound comes down to Brick McWhorter. Back out to Jackson. Driving down the lane is poked away here. Picked up by Janessa Bolin of Adams Central. Bolin gets it into the hands now of Shuck. A minute and 32 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, the Patriots trailing by one. 8-7. Here's Gotch for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Abby Jackson grabs the rebound for St. Cecilia. Jackson runs it back. Right-handed dribble back into the offensive scoring zone. Over to Brick McWhorter. Right at the top of the three-point circle. Cross-court pass. Kalupa for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Tessa Kalupa, just a 21% three-point shooter in the season, hits her first field goal of the ball game, a three-pointer from the left side of the lane. That gives St. Cecilia the 11-7 advantage. Kelly Shuck back for Adams Central to Janessa Bolin, now to Hodson, out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Cheyenne Goss. The ball is poked away here, and Chanel Farmer has got it for St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Abby Jackson, and she lays it in. So a turnover on the Patriots. That's their third of the ball game. And St. Cecilia has opened up a six-point advantage now, 13-7. Here's a steal in backcourt. Jackson shot is up and in. Turnover number four on Adams Central. Abby Jackson now with 4 points in the ballgame. It is 15-7. Adams Central trailing here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia scored the last 7 points here in the contest. 27 seconds to play first quarter. Bolin's three-pointer has been up there no good. Rebounded by Hodson at the free throw line. Her pass deflected and a foul is called. St. Cecilia forcing Adams Central into a slew of turnovers here in the first quarter. They've got five already. That's a 15-7 ball game. St. Cecilia with the advantage. And here comes some substitutes in now for head coach John Kyle. 21.4 seconds to play here in the first quarter, 15-7. Hawkins have the advantage over Adams Central in girls high school basketball tonight. Carey Coates down the lane. Bounce pass gets away from Sedlak and goes out of bounds. So the Patriots give it right back to the Hawkins here with 14.2 seconds to play in the first quarter. 15-7. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. You got the boys game coming up next on 1230 KHIS. Approximate starting time, 7:45. 16-1 Adams Central against 15-1 St. Cecilia tonight. Here's Kissinger with the ball. At the free throw line, kicks it out on the wing. Cherise Farmer throws up a three-pointer at the buzzer. It is good. Does it count? Yes, it does. Cherise Farmer throws up a three from the right side of the lane. Right down through the hole, the field goal counts, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. St. Cecilia has built an 11-point lead after one quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 18, Adams Central 7.
If your heating and cooling system has seen better days, now's the right time to replace it. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning has the Frigidaire Ecologic System that qualifies for the Economic Stimulus HVAC Tax Credit. The new law allows homeowners to claim 30% of the costs, up to $1,500, when you purchase a Frigidaire Ecologic Heating and Cooling System, plus cut a third off your heating and cooling bills. Contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning, 463-4853, for further details on the Ecologic qualifying Frigidaire products. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and now in Kearney.
For at need or prearranging, more families in this area are calling Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center. They offer the largest convenient off-street parking. There's full service and thoughtfulness connected with everything they do. Mike and his son John Butler and their caring professionals do all within their power to fully accommodate, to meet and exceed the family's expectations. Call Livingston Butler Vollen when your need is greatest.
Livingston Butler Vollen. Your need is greatest.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots Gym. Adams Central High School tonight. Girls High School basketball. Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia, the crosstown rivals, meeting for the first time in this 2009-2010 season. St. Cecilia has got the lead 18-7 over the Patriots. Adams Central with the ball to begin this second quarter of play. Kelly Shuck is back in there. Hands the ball away now to Carey Coates right at the top of the key. Lobs it down low to Hodson. Shot is up and in. Coates gets the assist. Angelinda Hodson gets the field goal there for Adams Central. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Patriots are now back to a 9-point deficit here. 18-9 the score. St. Cecilia back with the ball. They hammer it inside. Here's Farmer. Her shot's no good, and she's pushed from behind, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on the Patriots. The whistle this one on Coates. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 on AC. And it'll be Charisse Farmer going to the free throw line. 55% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rims out of there. 7.5 to play here in the first half. 18-9. Adams Central is trailing here in the ballgame. Vanessa Boland back into the ballgame now for AC. Second shot is up there. It is good from Farmer, so she hits 1 out of 2. And the contest now for St. Cecilia is going to be Kalupa. Going out is going to be Audrey Gaspers. 19-9 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top by 10 points. Here's Boland. Bounce pass down low. Coach, her shot is up and in. Boland gets the assist on that possession. Kerry Coach gets the field goal. 19-11. The Hawkettes with an 8-point lead. Here's Farmer out in 3-point territory. Spins. Tries to drive it. Comes out to Jackson. Jackson out to Kissinger. Fakes the 3. Drives around Coates and a foul is called. Kerry Coates has whistled for the personal foul here for AC. That's going to be her second. That's team foul number 4 on Adams Central here in the ballgame. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in off of the near sideline. Kissinger to Jackson. Jackson brings it back here. Tessa Kalupa. Free throw line extended left side. One bounce of the ball. Comes back out to Charisse Farmer. Farmer now to a Caitlin Ernst, who's back into the ballgame. Right side of the wing, Kissinger for 3, shot good. Libby Kissinger hits the 3-pointer. She's now got 8 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia tied a school record earlier this year. They had 9 3-pointers in one ballgame. They hit 28% from 3-point territory. They nailed a couple here in this ballgame, and St. Cecilia's got a double-digit lead now over Adams Central, 22-11. A foul in backcourt on Charisse Farmer of St. Cecilia's. Adams Central is attempting to bring the ball back. Now Adams Central plays in and off of the near sideline. 22-11 to score. St. Cecilia out on top. Janessa Boland with it now. The Shuck out to Jalinda Hodson. Top of the key. Drives the ball. Leads it off on the left side to Cheyenne Gotch. Dribble penetration. Bounce pass inside to Hodson. Double team. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. The ball lost out of bounds. Tessa Kalupa had it there for St. Cecilia, but lost it out of bounds. And Adams Central will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 6:29 to play here in the second quarter, 22-11. St. Cecilia with the lead. Janessa Boland for 3, shot good. Boland hits the 3-pointer for Adams Central. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. That's the first 3 of the night now for the Patriot offense. 22-14. Here's a shot back the other way. It's going to be no good by McWhirter. Too strong, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Hodson comes down the near sideline, a feed, and now we got a foul called. A foul called on Libby Kissinger, just as Hodson got rid of the ball at the midcourt stripe. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Hawkettes. So still no free throws. It'll be Adams Central playing things in off of the near sideline. 22-14, Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. We got 6:10 remaining in the first half from the Patriots gym. Kelly Shuck has got the ball for Adams Central. Shuck goes over to a Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch now to a Janessa Boland. Off to Kelly Shuck out here in 3-point territory. On the wing now to Cheyenne Gotch on the high post. That's going to be Hodson with the ball, gets rid of it now, has to come over here to Leslie Pfeiffer, tries to drive it inside, and the ball's going to be taken away. Turnover number 7 on Adams Central. Jackson has got it for the Patriots. Goes over to Charisse Farmer to Jackson. Left side, Kalupa for 3. Shots off of the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Janessa Boland. Boland has got it for Adams Central. Double team here in backcourt. Jackson goes for the steal and gets it. Abby's got it on the turnover. Now to the free throw line to Kissinger. First shot is up there, it's no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. Lost out of bounds there by Jackson of St. Cecilia. The Patriots having all kinds of problems with the St. Cecilia defense here tonight. 8 turnovers already in AC in the ballgame. And the Patriots will come back the other direction, trailing in the contest by the score of 22-14. St. Cecilia applying the pressure here in backcourt. Hodson gets it in to a Janessa Boland. Right-handed dribble, races the ball into the offensive zone there against Farmer of St. Cecilia. Comes out to a Kelly Shuck. Shuck holds the ball just across the 10-second line. Now gets away from Jackson. Bounce pass poked away from Hodson. It is picked up in the corner now by Shuck. Kelly sends it back out on top to Janessa Boland. Holds the ball out here against Farmer. To Shuck, back inside to Hodson. Spins, left side of the lane. Shot is up there, no good. Ball battled for it. It's brought down there by Adams Central. Chopped along the baseline as Pfeiffer. Her feet into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Kissinger. Runs it back 3-on-2. Bounce pass left side of the lane. It's intercepted back by Gotchen, and she loses the ball out of bounds. AC got the turnover, but Gotch lost the ball out of bounds. And now they're going to give the ball to Adams Central. They say it was knocked out of Gotch's hands by a Hawkette. So with 4:50 to play here in the second quarter, 22-14, St. Cecilia out on top. The Patriots now breaking the pressure. Here's Janessa Bolin, brings it back 2-on-3, stops and pops from 10, hits it. Janessa Bolin with her fourth field goal of the ballgame. She's already got 9 points in the contest. 22-16, Adams Central back to within 6 points. St. Cecilia led 18-7 after the first quarter. Feed inside now. They get it to Lexi Schmidt. Back out on the wing on the right side. Chanel Farmer. Here's Abby Jackson with it now. Abby gives it up to Atessa Kalupa. Hands it back to a Chanel Farmer on the wing on the right side. Dribbles into the lane. Her shot from 10. No good. Gets her own rebound. It's stripped away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Getting her hands on it there was Janessa Bolin of AC. Rather, Jalinda Hobson of Adams Central getting her hands on it there. And St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side, underneath thrown basket. Way out on top, Andre Gaspers has got the ball. Gaspers, now to Farmer, to Lexi Schmidt. On the right side of the lane, out here in three-point territory. Here's a Caitlin Ernst now. Ernst dribbles once, sends it down in the corner. Chanel Farmer, entry pass, they get it inside to Schmidt. Turnaround jumper, good. Lexi Schmidt forces one up there for St. Cecilia, right side of the lane. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia now leads by the score of 24-16. Janessa Bolin for the Patriots. Now to Carrie Coates in the offensive zone. Coates is picked up there by Ernst of St. Cecilia. Coates dribbling with the ball just across the midcourt stripe. Runs the AC offense. Coates throws it in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Schmidt. That's turnover number 10 already on Adams Central. Here's Audrey Gaspers with the ball to Jackson. Cross-court pass to Farmer. Bounce pass down low. Grabbing the ball is Ernst. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Carrie Coates. She runs her back the other way on the dribble with 3.5 to play. Patriots down by 8 points, 24-16. Here's Cheyenne Gotch on the wing on the right side. Gotch comes out to Jalinda Hobson, holds the ball, drives it into the paint, stops and pops her shot good. Banks one home. Jalinda Hobson now with 4 points in the basketball game on a couple of field goals. Patriots trail in the ball game now by a score of 24-18. Here's Chanel Farmer for three. Her shot is up there. That one rims off no good. Battle for the rebound. Gaspers grabs it. Her shot partially deflected. Ball is brought down here by Sedlak of AC. So Adams Central can chop into the lead right here, 24-18. 6-point advantage. Now Tim Marker wants to call a timeout. Adams Central wants to talk things over. We're in quarter number two here tonight in girls high school basketball. The score is St. Cecilia 24, Adams Central 18.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
9:45 to play here in quarter number two. Adams Central trailing 24-18. Driving, shooting, and scoring there is going to be Kelsey Sedlak. Off the inbound, Sedlak gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 5 points. And the Patriots are back within four. 24-20. Here's the ball tipped into the backcourt there by Gotch. The scramble is on. Who's got it? AC picks it up. Sedlak has got it. And she's tied up. And the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia on the jump ball. Tessa Kalupa comes back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Farmer. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter tonight at the Patriot Gym. First game of two tonight here on 1230 KHS. Boys game coming up at 7:45 tonight. St. Cecilia, ranked number two in Class C1, taking on the seventh-ranked Adams Central Patriots from Class B. That'll be coming up later on tonight here on 1230 KHS, the much-anticipated matchup. And obviously going to have a full house here tonight at the Patriot Gym as things continue to fill up. Tessa Kalupa has got the ball. Outside the ring now for St. Cecilia. Goes over to Abby Jackson. Cross-court pass goes to Lexi Schmidt at the elbow. Dribbles once. Now to Audrey Gaspers. Free throw line extended left side around the screen. Driving down the lane. Shoots and scores. Audrey Gaspers gets the field goal there for St. Cecilia. It's now a 26-20 ball game. Pressure again by the Hawkettes here in backcourt. Kelly Shuck will attempt to bring things up now for Adams Central down the far sideline. They get it to Jalinda Hodson. Drives the baseline. Hodson's pass inside is Sedlak. Shot no good. She's fouled. Kelsey Sedlak will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central. She was fouled into play. Schmidt, the guilty party. That's going to be her first. So first foul in Lexi Schmidt, team foul number 6 on the Hawkettes. This will be a two-shot situation for Kelsey Sedlak. Her shot is up there. That one is going to be off of the mark. No good. Sedlak now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. She's a 44% foul shooter coming in here. She was 26 out of 59 in the 19 ball games played by the Patriots. Next shot is up there. It is good, so she hits 1 out of 2. Adams Central is back to within 5 points, 26 to 21. Girls high school basketball with 1:40 to play here in the second quarter. Abby Jackson with it in three-point territory. Goes cross-court now to Audrey Gaspers. Gaspers down in the corner to Libby Kissinger around the screen from Kalupa. Gets it into the hands of Jackson. Now to Tessa Kalupa again. Down low to Lexi Schmidt to Kalupa. Now Audrey Gaspers at the top of the key. We're down to 1:20 to play, second quarter. There's Kalupa. Entry pass down low. Schmidt grabs it, shoots and scores off the glass. Lexi Schmidt now with 7 points in the ball game, and the Hawkins have a 7-point advantage. 28-21 in girls high school basketball. Here's Kelly Sheck with the ball for Adams Central. Across the 10-second line to Boland. Down low now, grabbing the ball and missing. It's going to be Leslie Pfeiffer. Ball being tapped around and is brought out of there by Gaspers of St. Cecilia. Gaspers gets it away now to Abby Jackson. Lobs it inside again to Schmidt. Shot up and in. Patriots now looking for that pass there. Goes right inside to Schmidt. She gets the easy field goal. It's a 9-point lead now for St. Cecilia, 30-21. Time running out here in the second quarter. Kerry Coates pulls into the offensive zone. A feed across the lane to Bullen. Back outside. Shuck for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped around. The scramble is on. Left side of the lane and a foul. Nope. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central. So the Patriots will maintain control with 31 seconds to play. St. Cecilia led 18-17 at the end of the first quarter. And right now they trail by 9 points at 30-21. Sedlak comes out of the three-point territory. There's a three-pointer put up there by Cheyenne Gotch. It's off of the mark, no good. The rebound comes down to Cherise Farmer. Quickly ahead to get it to a Kalupa. Kalupa brings it back to Farmer. Farmer takes a three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound follow shot by Ernst is no good, and he's fouling the play. So Ernst will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Hobson. That's going to be her second. St. Cecilia doing a better job here in this one so far, rebounding the basketball. 30-21 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Shot from the free throw line is no good by Ernst. She is just a 35% foul shooter in the season. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 60% of their foul shots, 40% from the field, and 28% from three-point territory. Hawkins averaging 52 points per ball game on offense, giving up 46.5 on the defensive end. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but an offensive rebound there by Brick McWhorter. Her pass in the lane is going to be deflected away. Scramble is on. Finally, we have a jump ball called there, and the arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkins will maintain control here. With 6.9 seconds remaining, Kissinger comes out. Here comes Ernst. Ernst is going to come out, and Kissinger in now for St. Cecilia. Hawkins will inbound. Cherise Farmer sends it back down in the corner. Jackson for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound AC, and that is the end of the second quarter of play. At halftime in girls high school basketball action here tonight from the Patriot Gym. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 30, Adams Central 21. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings. At Pat's, our mechanics are ASE certified, so you can count on the job being done right. We are your exhaust pro installer. Also, from routine maintenance to the more complicated problems, we can handle it. Give us a call today at Pass Auto Repair and Towing and Exhaust, 463-9607, 305 South Denver.
And now online at patsautorepair.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots Gym. Adams Central High School tonight. Girls High School basketball on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here over the Patriots at halftime to score 30-21. St. Cecilia led 18-7 at the end of the first quarter, and right now 30-21. The Hawkins have the advantage over Adams Central tonight. Adams Central 12-7 on the season coming into the basketball game here tonight. The Patriots have lost their last two ball games, losing to Centura and Wood River during the Lou Platt Conference Tournament here this year. They picked up a win in the tournament opener over Donovan Trumbull back on last Tuesday and went to the semifinals at Kearney Catholic and lost to Centura 51-48, lost to Wood River in the consolation ball game on Saturday 49-35. Meanwhile, Hastings St. Cecilia, they are coming off of a couple of wins. They have beaten Grand Island Central Catholic twice in the last couple of weeks or so. The last outing was a 63-50 win over the Crusaders up in Grand Island. On Saturday night, St. Cecilia was a winner over Lincoln Lutheran 51-40. The Hawkins coming in a record of 10 wins and 7 losses on the season. And if you can believe it, sub-district basketball gets underway next week for the girls in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia both playing C1 this year in girls basketball. So both the Hawkettes and the Patriots will be playing in the same sub-district. That'll be over at York High School. The official pairings will be out on Wednesday. Again, both St. Cecilia and Adams Central will be playing in sub-district basketball competition coming up next week at York High School. 30-21 is our score here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Adams Central in girls high school play. Patriots scored the first 2 points of the basketball game here tonight. But then St. Cecilia came back with three straight buckets to make it a 6-2 ball game. St. Cecilia then opened up a 13-7 advantage late in the first quarter, led 15-7, and then 18-7 at the end of the period. Hawkins led by 10 points for the first time at the 19-9 point early in the second quarter. They had a double-digit lead at 22-11 before Adams Central scored five straight points to pull it in 6 points at 22-16. And right now the Patriots are trailing here in the ball game to St. Cecilia in girls high school play. The score is 30-21. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Now's the time to ensure your spring seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before March 15th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Hastings by March 15th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Provider.
Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair at 1215 East J Street in Hastings is equipped to meet your maintenance and repair needs on all makes of trucks, trailers, RVs, and most large equipment. Their experienced technicians are trained to handle whatever problem you may be experiencing. Their shop is equipped with a service pit to allow technicians easier access to components under vehicles. They also have a state-of-the-art Hunter heavy-duty alignment system to handle your alignment needs on pickups, trucks, trailers, RVs, and buses. Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair is an associate dealer of International Trucks. Call 462-4650.
Familiar faces, new business. The new business is Auto Glass Experts. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. The familiar faces are Jeff Fitzke and Brent Vorderstrass. They have more than 25 years combined experience in the auto glass business. Auto Glass Experts will take care of your vehicle's windshield replacement, rock chip repair, machinery glass, and commercial and residential windshields. They'll even come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call Jeff and Brent at 463-0025. 0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings, supports local and area high school, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers athletes, teams, and coaches.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots Gym at Adams Central tonight. Girls High School Basketball in 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia with a lead over the Patriots here at the break. The score is 30-21. Scoring in the first half for St. Cecilia, Libby Kissinger and Lexi Schmidt leading the way. Lexi so far with 9 points in the ball game. She's got 4 field goals, and she has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Libby Kissinger has got a 3. In fact, she's got 2 3-point field goals and a 2-pointer, and she is 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Kissinger has got 8 points here in the ball game. 4 points for Cherise Farmer. She's knocked down a 3, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Abby Jackson has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Tessa Kalupa has got a 3-pointer and 3 points in the ball game, and Audrey Gaspers has got a field goal for 2. The Hawkettes already been to the free throw line 8 times. Here in the first half, they had converted on 2 of those, and officially 3 turnovers in the basketball game. Adams Central has turned the ball over 10 times against the St. Cecilia defense here tonight. Patriots are 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. All 3 free throws thrown up by Kelsey Sedlak in the first 2 quarters. Leading scorer for the Patriots here at halftime is Janessa Bullen. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Bolin has knocked down 3 3-pointers and actually 3 2-point field goals and a 3-point try here in the first half. 9 points in the ball game. Only 3 other girls have scored for Adams Central. Kelsey Sedlak has got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Jalinda Hodson being held to just 4 points here tonight on a couple of field goals. And Kerry Coates has got a field goal and 2 points. Adams Central trailing the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia here at halftime in girls high school basketball. The score is 30-21. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS, also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number 1 best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. 30-21, our score here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia over Adams Central in girls high school basketball. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
For at need or prearranging, more families in this area are calling Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center. They offer the largest convenient off-street parking. There's full service and thoughtfulness connected with everything they do. Mike and his son John Butler and their caring professionals do all within their power to fully accommodate, to meet and exceed the family's expectations. Call Livingston Butler Volland when your need is greatest.
Livingston Butler Volland, when your need is greatest.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, getting ready for the second half here tonight. Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball. The much-anticipated matchup between the boys' teams coming up at 7:45 here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central boys playing in Class B this year in basketball. The girls are playing in Class C1. So the boys' matchup, unfortunately, going to be the only matchup of the season between the two teams. 30-21 is our score here in the girls' ball game. Adams Central is trailing here in the contest. The Patriots will inbound the ball to begin this second half of play. Again, Janessa Bowen leading the way for Adams Central scoring-wise, and she's got the ball now. She drives it down the lane and has it tipped out of her hands out of bounds. AC had some problems with the pressure of St. Cecilia's defense in the first half. They turned the ball over 10 times. Adams Central plays things in. They get it to Hodson. Puts a girl in the air. She has a little ball fake there. Left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot, and she is fouled in the play. So a foul here on the Hawkettes. It'll send Hodson to the free throw line. Kaitlin Ernst picks up the foul. That's going to be her first team foul in St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good. Austin is averaging 10 points per ball game. She's got four so far in this ball game tonight. A couple of field goals. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around and is picked up by St. Cecilia. Hawkins have the ball in a 9-point lead. It is 30-21. St. Cecilia shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. On the low block, a shot is up and in. Charisse Farmer. Farmer now has 6 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia now leads by 11, 32-21. Down the right sideline, Carrie Coates, she falls down with a ball, and a tripping violation is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. Hawkins, the guilty party, and it's going to go on Kissinger. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. St. Cecilia will stay here on defense. Adam Central inbounds the Bolin back door. Shot is up there. It's no good. She misses the easy one. Wide open, and Bolin misses it. Rebound comes down to Hodson, now to Jackson. Into the forward court for St. Cecilia to Charisse Farmer. Now to Abby. Dribbles into the paint. Jump pass left side. Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt out to Kissinger now. Adam Central still in the man-to-man defense. They've been man all night long. Abby Jackson out to Charisse Farmer. Top of the key. There's Hodson with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Comes this way. That's going to be Lexi Schmidt with it now. Schmidt now to Charisse Farmer. Back to the wing on the left side to Lexi Schmidt. Off to Farmer, dribble penetration down the lane, takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hodson for Adams Central. Hodson gets it away, now to Janessa Bolin. Out of Hodson, just inside the ring. Lobs it back out here. Kelly Sheck holds the ball for AC. Comes over here to Janessa Bolin, left side of the lane. Dribbles, comes up high. Sheck has got it again, out in three-point territory. Dribble penetration, ball poked around, picked up by Sheck. Her shot in the lane, it's off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Kaitlin Ernst of St. Cecilia. Ernst now to Kissinger. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Schmidt. Their shot is up and in. Schmidt now with 11 points in the ballgame. And now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout as St. Cecilia has opened up a 13-point lead in girls high school basketball here in the third quarter. We'll take a break. 6:19 to play in the third. Hastings St. Cecilia 34. Adams Central 21.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business.
Save on Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana appliances during the President's Day Savings Event at Rogers Incorporated. There's no interest for 12 months and no down payment and low monthly payments on a qualifying Whirlpool purchase. Plus, get up to $425 on a MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Energy Star qualifying Maytag and Whirlpool appliances. Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
6:19 to play here in the third quarter, 34-21. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. St. Cecilia has really controlled this thing most of the way here tonight. Led 18-7 after the first quarter, 30-21 at halftime. And now the Hawkettes have a 13-point advantage, 34-21. St. Cecilia looking for their third win in a row here tonight. Adams Central looking to break a two-game losing streak. Patriots will inbound the ball here in backcourt down the far sideline. They get it to Hodson. Hodson drives it against Ernst. There's a jump pass to the left side. It's going to be thrown out of bounds. Trying to get it to Coates, I think. Ball was thrown high, and the 11th turnover there on Adams Central as it comes sailing out of bounds. Now St. Cecilia has a chance to open up a good-sized lead right here, another possession. Here's Charisse Farmer, dribbles to the elbow, right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hodson for Adams Central. Hodson gets it away to Kelly Shuck. Down the near sideline, they get it to Janessa Bolin. Bolin dribbles once, now to Shuck. She'll set things up in the offensive scoring zone around the screen. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Entry pass, they get it to Bolin. Drives it down to paint. Her shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped around. Farmer's got the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets it ahead to Jackson. Jackson now to Olivia Kissinger. Kissinger comes back out to Charisse Farmer. Across the top, Jackson has got it. Jackson to the wing. Over here on the right side to Lexi Schmidt. Dribbling over here against the Hodson. Entry pass to get it to Kaitlin Ernst. Back out to Libby Kissinger. She drives it around the screen from Ernst. Right to left across the free throw line. Then down in the corner. Jackson's three-pointer is put up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound and the foul is going to be called. Kalen Ernst. Or just poked out of bounds. No foul call. It was poked away. Nope, the foul's going to go here on Ernst. That's going to be your second. So two fouls now on Kalen Ernst. That's team foul number three on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. Adams Central inbound here in backcourt, and it's deflected right back out of bounds by Andre Gaspers, who's back into the ballgame now. 5:17 to play in the third quarter, 34-21. St. Cecilia leading by 13 points. Here's Hodson with the ball. Stops as she brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Gets it out here to a Cheyenne Gotch. Now to Janessa Bullen. Bullen over on the wing on the left side to Gotch. Lob pass down low. Hodson goes up with a shot. Hits the other side of the rim. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Tessa Kalupa has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Right-handed dribble. Across the timeline to Jackson. Jackson goes over to Chanel Farmer. Down in the corner now. Brick McWhorter. Here's a Tessa Kalupa. As Adams Central stays with a man-to-man defense. Kalupa now to Jackson. Deep wing, right side. Circles around. Stops at the free throw line. Pass to the left side. Tipped away from McWhorter. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touch by Coates and Sedlak over there for the Adams Central defense. 4:36 to play in the third. 34-21. St. Cecilia up by 13 points here over their crosstown rivals in Adams Central. Entry pass deflected away from Gaspers. Picked up out here by Farmer. Now to Jackson for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. That's Sedlak with a rebound. Outlet pass goes to Cheyenne Gotch. Comes into the forecourt. It's poked away from behind. Picked up there by Farmer of St. Cecilia. Farmer gets it to Jackson. Now to Farmer. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hodson for Adams Central. Hodson leaves it here in backcourt now as Janessa Bolin will bring things up. Jackson will meet her at the 10-second line. Here's a Cheyenne Gotch with the ball for AC. One bounce of the ball goes across the top. Kerry Coates now to Hodson. Drives it down the lane. Ball taken away again by Chanel Farmer. Long pass down the floor. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Kalupa. And the rebound comes down to Gotch. Gotch has got it down for Adams Central, driving back the other way to Bolin, and her pass is thrown out of bounds. They had a nice break going there, but Bolin throws the ball out of bounds, trying to get it down low to Jalinda Hodson. The Patriots have turned the ball over 14 times so far in this basketball game. The Hawkeyes have a 13-point advantage. It's 34-21. 3:39 to play in the third. Cherise Farmer with it now for St. Cecilia. Goes to Tessa Kalupa. Back outside, Chanel Farmer. Farmer now to Andre Gaspers over here on the wing on the right side. Drives it against Hodson. Takes it down on the baseline. Gaspers has to give it up now to Brick McWhorter. McWhorter dribbles once on the wing, right side of the lane. Down in the corner again to a Chanel Farmer. Dribbles into the paint. Kicks it out here to Gaspers just inside the three-point ring. Gaspers splits a couple of defenders. Takes it down the lane. Shot is up there. It's good. Andre Gaspers now with 4 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia has opened up a 15-point advantage here in girls' high school basketball. It is 36-21. Pressure again. Bolin has the ball knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Into the contest now for Adams Central is going to be Bailey Parr. She will check in for the first time. Leslie Pfeiffer is also going to check in. Tim Barker trying to find some kind of a spark in his ball club here tonight. They have fallen behind by 15 points here in the contest. Pfeiffer drives the baseline toward the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouling the play. So Pfeiffer will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central. Personal foul is going to be called on Lexi Schmidt of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. We're down to 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the third quarter. All St. Cecilia tonight. 36-21 is the score. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. By Pfeiffer, she'll get one more. She is a 54% foul shooter in the season. That's the first point of the second half for Adams Central. They're now down by 14 points at 36-22, St. Cecilia scored the first 6 points of the third quarter. Next shot by Pfeiffer is up and in. Now 36-23. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball on the dribble now. Cherise Farmer has got it. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Jamie Williams, who's into the ball game for the first time. Down in the corner to Kissinger. Shot for three is no good. Ball tapped out. Picked up by Jackson from 12. Shot no good. Rebound Janessa Bolin of Adams Central. Bolin gets it away now to a Kelly Shuck. Shuck down the near sideline, down in the corner. Leslie Pfeiffer comes out now on the wing. Janessa Bolin, not as Shuck. Patriots down by 13 points here in girls' high school basketball. Leslie Pfeiffer out here in three-point territory with a ball. Pfeiffer looks, gets it into the hands now of Cheyenne Gotch. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. There's a pass to the right side to Shuck. Nearly intercepted there by Jackson. Sends it down on the baseline to Pfeiffer, and she's going to be fouled in the play as she drives it toward the hole for Adams Central. 2:13 to play in the third quarter. It's 36-23. Patriots are trailing here in the ball game. Adams Central inbound the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own hoop. They get it into the lane to Pfeiffer. She turns around. The ball is stripped away. Picked up by Jackson for St. Cecilia down the other way. Libby Kissinger has now got it for the Hawkettes. Out to Jackson. Swings it right side. Cherise Farmer has got it. Farmer dribbling out here. Gets away. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Farmer. Farmer kicks it out to Jackson. Her shot from 12 is no good. Rebound Ernst. Follow shot good, but it won't count. A foul before the shot in Caitlin Ernst. A rebounding foul there on Adams Central. The foul is going to go on Bailey Parr. That's going to be her first. So Parr picks up the personal foul. Back into the ball game, Sedlak. Here comes Jalinda Hodson back in. Also Kerry Coates back in. Head coach Tim Marker. No free throws here. St. Cecilia will inbound. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Cherise Farmer on the wing. Down in the corner, Libby Kissinger. Picked up there by Shuck. Libby has got it. Back out to Jackson. Abby comes across the top to Brick McWhorter. Now to Lexi Schmidt to the far sideline. There's Cherise Farmer. Dribbles inside the ring. Won't put up a shot. Now to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt comes out to the left side of the lane. That's going to be Brick McWhorter. Cross-court pass goes out of bounds. Jackson trying to climb the ladder there to bring that one down for St. Cecilia, but it was too far. It goes sailing out of bounds. A minute and 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 36-23. Patriots are down by 15 points. AC again almost lost the ball out of bounds, and now they did as Kerry Coates had a tough time handling that one. 16 turnovers now in Adams Central. 13-point lead for the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia dribbling with the ball. Cherise Farmer, bounce pass inside to Schmidt. Her shot is up there. It's no good. A whistle, and a foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. Go on Kelly Shuck. That's going to be her first. Again, no free throws here. St. Cecilia will play things in. Lexi Schmidt comes outside the ring now. That's going to be Libby Kissinger. Kissinger tries to drive it. Leads off to Cherise Farmer. Drives the baseline. Her pass in the lane. Deflected away. Now a foul is called. They try to get it to Brick McWhorter, who is stationed right in front of the basket there. But a personal foul is whistled on AC. Cheyenne Gotch is the guilty party. That's going to be her first. 1 minute, 7 seconds to play. Girls High School basketball action here tonight from 1230 KHAS. Adams Central will play things in. There was a foul there on St. Cecilia. Adams Central back the other way. Here's a shot by Coates. It's going to be no good. Ball is grabbed there by Brick McWhorter. McWhorter gets it away. Now to Libby Kissinger. She drives it. Gets it to Abby Jackson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Foul shot no good there by Williams. And a foul is called. Now the foul on AC. That's going to be their third. This will be a shooting situation, and Jamie Williams will go to the free throw line. Cheyenne Gotch picks up the personal foul. So Jamie Williams at the free throw line, 25% from the charity stripe this season. Her shot is up there, it's no good. Williams will get one more. Tessa Kalupa into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Cherise Farmer. 53 seconds to play in the third quarter, 36-23. Adams Central trailing by 13 points here. The girls high school basketball, St. Cecilia with the advantage. Jamie Williams eyes the bucket. Next one is up there. That's going to be good. So she hits one out of two. And the St. Cecilia lead is now 14 points at 37-23. Adams Central back with it quickly. Here's a Kelly Shuck on the right sideline. Shuck comes out on the wing. Right side of Jalinda Hodson. Dribble penetration toward the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled. The basket will count, and Jalinda Hodson will go to the free throw line now for AC to try to make this a three-point play. Brick McWhorter is the guilty party for St. Cecilia. That's her second. So Hodson has been held to only 6 points in the basketball game tonight for AC. Averages 10 points and 13 rebounds per game. A double-double there for Jalinda Hodson. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. She's now 0-3 from the stripe tonight. Adams Central back within 12 points, 37-25. 35 seconds to play in the third. Tessa Kalupa comes out to Libby Kissinger in three-point territory. Picked up there by Coach. Kissinger drives it into the paint. Jump pass down on the baseline. Jamie Williams. Her shot's going to be deflected there. That's brought down by EC. Sedlak got her hands on it. Now Kelsey has got the ball back the other way. Drives for the hole. Shot is up and in. Sedlak now with 8 points in the basketball game. 37-27. 9 seconds to go. Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Bounce pass to Gaspers. Deep in the corner, right side. Audrey with the ball. There's a bounce pass intercepted. Intercepted by Shuck, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. So St. Cecilia turns it over in their final possession of the third period. Adam Central within 10 points now after three quarters. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 37, Adam Central 27.
Mascotti Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Mascotti Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Mascotti Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Mascotti Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 23 East 14th Street, Hastings.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at the Patriots Gym. Adam Central here tonight for girls high school basketball. Adam Central and Hastings St. Cecilia meeting for the first time here this season. And the Hawkettes have pretty well controlled this thing from the opening tap. They've got a 10-point lead, 37-27, as we start the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with the opening possession here in the fourth. Driving into the lane is going to be Kissinger, and she has it stripped away. Turnover number six on the Hawkettes. So it's a 10-point ball game, 37-27. Adam Central has got it. Here's Shuck, comes over here left side. Bowling for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Long rebound. Shuck grabs it. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Comes out to Coates. Her shot from 12 is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Kelsey Sedlak. Sedlak takes it down in the corner to Bullitt. AC keeps it alive. Out to Shuck. Now to Hodson. Left side of the lane. Dribbles once. Dumps it off down low. His shot is up there. It's good by Sedlak. And Jalinda Hodson surrounded. She just dumps it away to Kelsey Sedlak. Right side of the hoop there against the field goal. Adam Central is back with 8 points. Here's a long-range three put up there. No good from Chanel Farmer. Now a foul is called. Farmer from the deep right corner sends that baby up. We're a minute into the fourth quarter. And a foul is going to be called here on Adam Central's Kelsey Sedlak. That's going to be your first. St. Cecilia with 17 fouls here in the second half. That's the fourth one on AC. 37-29 now. The Patriots back within 8 points. Here's Jackson with the ball out to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger on the wing, spins at the elbow. Bounce pass is going to be tipped. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. St. Cecilia has led this baby pretty much from the opening tap. Adam Central did score the first field goal, but St. Cecilia then scored the first 6 points on their side of the scoreboard. They have not given this lead up. 37-29 is the score now. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Sedlak, so a couple of turnovers there on St. Cecilia offensively. And Adam Central making this thing interesting now in the fourth quarter. 37-29 is the score. Adam Central with the ball. Driving into the lane is Bowen. Dumps it out from the right side to Coates. Her entry pass deflected away. Scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Sedlak down there with Audrey Gaspers of St. Cecilia. Arrow pointing in favor of the Patriots, so we'll stay right here. Adam Central inbound baseline left side underneath their own hoop. 6:34 to play. In the fourth quarter, inbound pass comes from Shuck to Sedlak, and she sends it down through the hole. Kelsey has now got 12 points in the basketball game. Adam Central within 6 points now, 37-31. With 6:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. Gaspers comes out to the side to Lexi Schmidt, not to Libby Kissinger. Libby looking, comes across the top. Abby Jackson holds it. Adam Central still in the man-to-man. Lob pass goes inside to Schmidt. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She's hacked on the arm. A foul is going to go on Hodson of Adam Central. A check to Coates. Kerry Coates going to be the guilty party here for AC. They were both there. And Kerry's going to be hit with a personal foul. Lexi Schmidt to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. Schmidt now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Ernst comes in. Coming out is going to be Libby Kissinger. 6 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 38-31. St. Cecilia with the lead. Next shot is up there. It is good from Schmidt. She's now got 13 in the ball game. The St. Cecilia lead is back up to 8 points. 39-31. Hodson with the ball. Out of Janessa Bullen into the forecourt. Moves it left side. Cheyenne Gotch. Entry pass at the free throw line is Jalinda Hodson. Drives it down the paint. She goes up with a shot. And a foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia. Personal foul whistled here on Cherise Farmer. That's going to be your second. Team foul number five. Team foul number eight on the Hawkettes. Adams Central's got five. Hodson to the free throw line for two. Shot is up there. It's good. That's the first free throw made tonight for Jalinda Hodson. She's now one out of four from the stripe. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. 39-32. Hawkins with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good from Hodson. 39-33 is the score. A 6-point lead now for the Hawkins. So plenty of time. 5:50 remaining. Jackson 4-3. Shot is up there. She buries it. Abby Jackson with a big 3-pointer there for St. Cecilia. Jackson now with 7 points in the ballgame. And the Hawkins want to call a timeout. 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 42, Adams Central 33.
For at need or prearranging, more families in this area are calling Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center. They offer the largest convenient off-street parking. There's full service and thoughtfulness connected with everything they do. Mike and his son John Butler and their caring professionals do all within their power to fully accommodate, to meet and exceed the family's expectations. Call Livingston Butler Volland when your need is greatest.
Livingston Butler Volland, when your need is greatest.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym. Girls High School basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. First game of two. The boys coming up next. 42-33. Hastings St. Cecilia with the advantage. Patriots will inbound the ball. Hodson has got it. Puts Ernst in the air and then drives it down the near sideline. Right-handed dribble. Stops. Hands the ball away. Janessa Bullen back outside to carry Coates. Coates dribbling with her left hand. Moves it to the left side of the floor now. Out here in three-point territory around the screen. Coach gives it up. A pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jackson. Turnover number 17. Here's Jackson for three. Shot is no good. Long rebound. Jackson takes it away from Bullen. Now to Lexi Schmidt. Moves to her left. Fires up a little seven-footer. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. Caitlin Ernst gets the offensive board on the put back. And now St. Cecilia is out to an 11-point advantage. 44-33. Here's a pass. Gets away from Cheyenne Gotcha. Goes out of bounds. The officials look and they will give it to St. Cecilia. Boy, turnovers plagued the Patriots in the final two ball games of the Luplan Conference Tournament in the contest against Centura and Wood River. Needless to say, the Patriots dropped both ends there, losing to Centura in the semifinals and dropping a game to Wood River during the consolation game last Saturday. And just as Adams Central made a little run here in the fourth quarter, turnovers have plagued them again. Just like that, the Hawkettes back out to an 11-point lead, 44-33. Here's Farmer down on the baseline. It goes to Gaspers. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Janessa Bullen. Bullen brings it to the near side to Cheyenne Gotch. Stops at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Comes out to Janessa Bullen. Now to Kelly Shuck, who calls the play. St. Cecilia is still in a man-to-man defense. Shuck comes over here near side. Cheyenne Gotch back outside the ring to Janessa Bullen. Drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Foul is going to go on Farmer of St. Cecilia. That's going to be your third. Team foul number nine on the Hawkettes. So this will be a one-and-one situation here for Adams Central. It's going to be Janessa Bullen going to the free throw line for the Patriots. She was fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll get two shots here. First one is up there. It's no good. She'll get one more. Patriots as a team hitting 54% of their free throws so far this year, 40% from the field, and 34% from three-point territory. Bullen averaging 8.7 points per ballgame. Next one is up there. She misses that one as she misses a pair. So it's still 44-33. The Patriots are down by 11. 4:20 to play here in the fourth quarter from the Patriot gym. Brick McWhorter sends it inside. It's going to be too high for Gaspers, and the ball is brought down by Jalinda Hodson. Turnover there on St. Cecilia. They're eighth of the ball game. Here's a shutdown in the fourth quarter. She's going to be fouled out top. It's going to go on Tessa Kalupa, and that's going to be her second. So Kalupa picks up her second foul. Team foul number 10 on St. Cecilia here in the second half. So this will be a two-shot opportunity. Going to the free throw line will be Shuck. She has not scored so far tonight. Shuck is 66% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It is good. It is now 44-34. The Patriots down by 10. Coach comes into the contest now for Tim Marker and the Patriots. Cheyenne Gotch will come to the bench. Here comes the next shot. That one is up there and good. Nothing but twine for Kelly Shuck. 44-35. St. Cecilia with a 9-point advantage. Hawkins have the basketball. Libby Kissinger back into the forecourt here for St. Cecilia. Feet on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Tessa Kalupa. Back outside. Libby has got the ball. Kissinger works out on top against Janessa Bullen. Comes over here on the right side. Audrey Gaspers dribbles, stops right side of the lane. Comes back out to Kissinger. Takes it into the lane, and now a traveling violation is called. No palming violation is called here in St. Cecilia. 9 turnovers on the Hawkettes. 44-35 the score. Girls high school basketball here at the Patriots gym at Adams Central. Patriots will inbound. The ball is going to be poked away. It goes back out of bounds. Trying to get it to Kelly Shuck. The ball deflected out of her hands by Kissinger. So AC will play it again. There's a long baseball pass down the floor. They get the ball to Hodson. She grabs it, shoots, and misses, and she is fouled in the play. Big pile up underneath the basket there, and the foul is going to go on St. Cecilia. Hodson got away, and she was fouled on the play by Tessa Kalupa. So Jalinda Hodson will go to the free throw line. She has got 8 points in the ball game, 2 out of 4 from the stripe tonight. 64% foul shooter on the season. So we'll have a couple of shots here. This one is up there. It is good. St. Cecilia going to be the number one seed for the sub-district tournament that gets underway next week at York. Adams Central will either be the number 2 seed or the number 3 seed. Next shot is up there. It is good. Fairings officially going to be released tomorrow for the girls' sub-district basketball tournament. So get underway next week in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Abby Jackson with the ball right side of the lane here for St. Cecilia. Hands it back here now to Sharice Farmer. Brings it out in 3-point territory against Shuck. Comes across the top. Tessa Kalupa. Dribble penetration. Stops. Kicks it out here to Sharice Farmer. Farmer drives it toward the hole. Here's a pass to the free throw line to Schmidt. Gives it up now to Tessa Kalupa. Now to Farmer on the right side. Dribbles once. Comes back outside the ring now to Libby Kissinger. To Tessa Kalupa. Free throw line extended left side. Down low. Here's a Schmidt. Turnaround jumper good. Nice move by Lexi Schmidt as she works against Jalinda Hodson. Schmidt now with 15 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got a 9-point lead. Here's a steal now. Lexi Schmidt has got the steal for St. Cecilia. They get it there to Kissinger. Shot no good. Tap trying no good, and the foul is called. So that is 19 turnovers on Adams Central in the basketball game. Hodson now picks up her third personal foul. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Lexi Schmidt. And now Tim Marker wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 46, Adams Central 37.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA-approved auto repair facility. The only one in Hastings. At Pass, our mechanics are ASE certified, so you can count on the job being done right. We are your Exhaust Pro installer. Also, from routine maintenance to the more complicated problems, we can handle it. Give us a call today at Pass Auto Repair and Towing and Exhaust. 463-9607, 305 South Denver.
And now online at patsautorepair.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, if you're on the way out here for the boys' contest between Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia at 7:45, you might want to turn around and go home. This place is going to be jammed to the rafters here tonight. Not a whole lot of seats left here at the Patriot Gym. As a couple of the best in the area score out in the boys' contest coming up next. Adams Central, 16-1 on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia, 15-1. They will meet here coming up at 7:45. We'll have the game on 1230 KHAS. Schmidt at the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. She is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. Lexi has got 16 points in the basketball game for St. Cecilia. Here comes the next shot. It's good. Nothing but net for Lexi. Game high honors so far. Schmidt now with 17. The St. Cecilia lead is back up to 11 points at 48-37. Jalinda Hobson angling in from the right wing. Can't get it to the basket, so instead comes out to Kelly Shuck. Shuck now on the wing again to Hobson. Hobson, bounce pass. Sedlak over on the wing on the left side to Kelly Shuck. Top of the key, Bolin. Drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Foul will go on St. Cecilia. It's going to occur on Abby Jackson. That's going to be your second. To the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Janessa Bolin. Her shot is up there. That one is good. Bolin now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has done double figures now. She's got 10 points. And it's a 10-point lead for St. Cecilia. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. A foul is going to be called on the rebound. It's going to go on Kelsey Sidlak. For Adams Central, that's going to be her second. So we walk to the other end of the floor now. This will be a 1-and-1 situation. That is a 17 foul called on Adams Central here in the ball game, and it will be Audrey Gaspers going for the free throw line for St. Cecilia. She got 4 points in the ball game and a couple of field goals. Her shot is up there. It is good. Gaspers is a 62% foul shooter in the season. She nails her first one here. Brick McWhorter into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Leslie Pfeiffer coming in for Adams Central. 49-38 is the score. The Patriots are down by 11. Next shot is up there. It is good from Gaspers. So two free throws there for Gaspers, and that makes the score 50-38. Adams Central trailing by a dozen. Patriots have the ball. Shuck down the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor now on the dribble. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Hobson has got it. Ball tipped away from her by Gaspers. She picks it back up in three-point territory. Out of Leslie Pfeiffer, there's Janessa Bolin. Bolin dribbles once to Carrie Coates. Coates dribbles to the free throw line, stops there, goes over to Pfeiffer, drives it toward the basket. The shot is up there, no good. Rebound Hobson, follow shot, no good. Rebound loose on the baseline, it goes out of bounds. Adams Central ball. Brick McWhorter had her hands on it there for St. Cecilia, but could not control it. It goes out of bounds. Here comes Lexi Schmidt back into the ball game for St. Cecilia, replacing Libby Kissinger. Adams Central plays things in. Now top, Bolin, dribble penetration. Stops. Now she's double-teamed. Goes up with a shot anyway. It's no good. Rebounded there underneath the basket, though, by Pfeiffer. Keeps it alive for Adams Central. Down low again. Here's Coates. Her shot is up and in. Carrie Coates gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 4 points. 50-40. St. Cecilia leading by 10 points. We got a minute and 42 seconds to play here this one. Jackson over to Brick McWhorter. Left side. Dribbles once. Comes out to Farmer now in three-point territory. Picked up by Shuck. And we got contact made out here. And a foul is going to go on Kelly Shuck. Second foul on Kelly. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Patriots. So going to the free throw line is going to be Charisse Farmer for Hastings St. Cecilia. Farmer has got 6 points in the basketball game, a 3 and a 2, and also hit one from the free throw line and won 2 attempts. 50-40 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. They have led this baby since the early stages of the ball game. Shot is up there by Farmer. It's going to be good. Adams Central has just not been able to get a run against this St. Cecilia defense. Patriots have turned the ball over at least 19 times during the basketball game. Next shot by Farmer is up there. Dances off to the front iron. It hits the glass and down through the hole. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. The St. Cecilia lead is now 12 at 52-40. Kelly Shuck has got the ball for Adams Central around the screen from Hobson. Pulls up left side of the lane. Her shot is up and in. First field goal of the ball game for Shuck. She's now got 4 points. 52-42, a minute and 17 seconds to play. Here's a steal now at the half court. Drive by Hobson, gets the ball to Shuck. She drives, her shot partially deflected. The scramble is on. It is picked up by St. Cecilia, but they lose the ball here. Bolin has got it back for Adams Central. Bolin comes out to Coates, down to Shuck. Shuck right at the top of the key, throws up a three. That one is going to be too strong. Off of the left side, the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Ernst down to Farmer, into the forecourt to Jackson. Back out to Charisse Farmer. 50 seconds to play. Adams Central down by 10 points, 52-42. There's a foul now on Shuck. Kelly Shuck hit with a personal foul here for Adams Central. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Lexi Schmidt. She has got 17 points in the basketball game tonight for the Hawkettes. 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Schmidt throws it up there. The shot is good. She'll get one more. That gives St. Cecilia the advantage here, 53-42, with 45 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Now we have got a timeout. Adams Central wants to call a timeout here. 45.6 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 53, Adams Central 42.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op pivot tires built for a longer life as low as $120 in the 11-2 by 24 four-ply. The Agra Radial 3, performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost, is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master front tractor tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 45.6 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Girls High School basketball, St. Cecilia leading Adams Central 53-42. Second shot from the free throw line up and in by Schmidt. She's got 19 in the ballgame. Libby Kissinger coming in. Coming out is going to be Caitlin Ernst. The St. Cecilia now leading by a dozen again, 54-42. That's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball here in backcourt. St. Cecilia applies a little bit of pressure back here. Shuck will bring it up now against Jackson. Steps it across the midcourt stripe. Shuck throws up a three-pointer. It's going to be blocked down there by Schmidt. Gets it back, drives it down to Wayne. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Gaspers. She had it knocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Coates of Adams Central. That's going to be her fourth. Team foul number 10 on the Patriots, and now we'll have two shots at the other end. Audrey Gaspers will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Gaspers has got 6 points so far tonight. A couple of field goals. She has 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good, so she nails her third one right here. Gaspers a 62% foul shooter in the season. 55-42. St. Cecilia by 13. Next shot is up there and in. So that Gaspers hits for a pair there, and it's 56-42. There's a pass to the high post, knocked away from Hobson. Picked up now by Adams Central again as Boland sends it right back to Hobson. She drives it down the lane, and a foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia. This one going Farmer. That's going to be her fourth. And now Jolinda Hobson will toe the free throw line here for Adams Central. Hobson is in double figures tonight. She's got 10 points. 4 for 4 from the free throw line. The 5'11" senior puts it up there. The shot is off the mark. It is no good. Hobson will have one more. End of the contest now, Tessa Kalupa for St. Cecilia. Going out will be Farmer. 19.9 seconds to play in this one. Adams Central trailing 56-42. Next shot is up there. It is no good by Hobson. Rebound comes down to Gaspers. Gaspers down to Jackson into the forecourt. Tessa Kalupa has got the ball. Adams Central still attacking. Kalupa down to Libby Kissinger. Hands it away to Abby Jackson on the other 10-second line. Now the ball stripped away. Picked up by Bullen. She drives, puts up a shot. Good. Boland scores there for Adams Central. She's got 12 points in the ballgame, and that's going to be the final bucket of the ballgame as Hastings St. Cecilia wins in girls high school basketball action here tonight at the Patriot Gym. St. Cecilia leading into all the breaks here tonight, and really were never threatening the contest. The Patriots were hurt by turnovers as they turned it over at least 19 times in the ballgame tonight. St. Cecilia led 18-7 after the first quarter, 30-21 at halftime, 30-27 after three, and the Hawkettes go on to win at girls high school basketball tonight. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 56, Adams Central 44. We'll have more after this.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings. Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Patriots gym at Adams Central here tonight. The girls game in the books of our high school basketball doubleheader. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Adams Central. Final score of 56-44. Again, both of these teams will be playing in the same sub-district that gets underway next week at York High School. They'll be on opposite sides of the bracket, but if they can win a ball game next week, two teams will be facing each other again in the sub-district final a week from Thursday at York High School. But the first one goes to Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, and it wasn't really even a contest as a Hawkins roll to the easy win here tonight, 56-44 over Adams Central. Patriots did score the first field goal of the ball game to make it 2-0, but then St. Cecilia scores six straight points to grab a 6-2 advantage, and that's a lead they didn't give up the rest of the way. Hawkins led 18-7 at the end of the first quarter, led by 9 points at the end of the first half at 30-21. Built a double-digit lead throughout much of the second half of play. Had a 14-point lead late in the third quarter at 37-23. They led at the end of three, 37-27. And the Patriots made a little bit of a push there in the fourth quarter, pulling within 6 points a couple of times at 37-31 and at 39-33. But Hastings St. Cecilia goes on to win. The final score of the Hawkettes, 56, and Adams Central, 44. We'll come back and check the scoring. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Into the girls' ball game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia winners over Adams Central. The score 56-44. Winning scorers for Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Lexi Schmidt, she scores 19 points in the ball game. Schmidt had six field goals, and she was 7 out of 8 from the free throw line, so 19 points for Schmidt. She was the only Hawkette to reach double figures in the ball game here tonight. Audrey Gaspers had 8 points. She had 2 field goals, and she was 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Cherise Farmer knocked down a 3 and a 2, and she was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. She had 8 points. Libby Kissinger also had 8 points in the ball game tonight. She had a couple of three-pointers and a 2-point field goal. She was 0 of 2 from the free throw line for 8. Abby Jackson had 7 points tonight. couple of field goals and a three-pointer. Also scoring, Tessa Kalupa. She hit a three-pointer in the first half for St. Cecilia for her only score. Kaylin Ernst hit a field goal in the second half. She was 0-2 from the free throw line. And Jamie Williams, 1-2 from the stripe for St. Cecilia. Hawkins turned the ball over 11 times in the ball game tonight. Unofficially 15-22 from the free throw line. Adams Central had 19 turnovers in the contest. They were 11-18 from the free throw line here tonight. Their leading scorers, Janessa Bolin. She had 12 points in the basketball game. Bolin knocks down 1 3-pointer. And she had 4 2-point field goals, and she was 1-4 from the free throw line. So Bolin leads the way with 12 points. Kelsey Sidlak also had 12 points for AC. She had 5 field goals, and she was 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Linda Hobson had 10 points tonight, 3 field goals, and she was 4 out of 7 from the stripe. Also scoring for Adams Central, Kerry Coates had a couple of field goals and 4 points. Kelly Shuck had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 4. Leslie Pfeiffer, 2 out of 2 from the stripe, and 2 points in the ballgame. Again, AC St. Cecilia leads it all the breaks here tonight in girls high school basketball, 18-7 after the first quarter, 30-21 at halftime, 37-27 after 3, and St. Cecilia wins by 12, 56-44. So the Patriots now drop to 12 wins and 8 losses on the 2009-2010 campaign. They will get ready for their final game of the regular season coming up on Thursday night at home against Ravenna. Hastings St. Cecilia improves to 11 wins and 7 losses. Hawkins will play Sutton on Thursday night at the Chapman Gym. In the final score, it was St. Cecilia knocking off Adams Central tonight by a score of 56-44 in girls high school basketball. We've got the much-anticipated boys game coming up next between St. Cecilia and Adams Central. We'll come back and talk about that as our pregame show continues after this.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op Pivot Tires, built for a longer life, as low as $120 in the 11 2x24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3, performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost, is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master Front Tractor Tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips that sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym. Adams Central here tonight getting set for the boys' contest between Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. Both of these teams have lost just once this year. Adams Central's defeat was back just a couple of weeks ago. The Patriots losing to Grand Island Central Catholic. That score was 60-50. Happened back on January the 23rd. Since then, Adams Central has won 4 games in a row. They have beaten Lexington on the road, a district opponent, 71-53, and then won the Luplat Conference Tournament for the first time in a long, long time. Adams Central stringing three wins together during the Luplat Conference Tournament. They beat Wood River in the opener by a score of 66-53, then beat St. Paul in the semifinals, 62-51, and disposed of Ravenna in the championship ball game the other night, winning by a score of 71-55. So the Patriots come in, a record of 16 wins and 1 loss on the season. It's a team that's averaging 65 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up only 49.1 on the defensive end. Leading scorers for Adams Central so far this year have been Zach Hunt. Hunt is averaging 16 points and grabbing 4.1 rebounds per game. Grady Barrett, also in double figures for Adams Central. He is averaging 14 points per ball game, knocking down 47% from the field and 38% from three-point territory. Brady Barrett is also grabbing 3.8 rebounds per ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in, a record of 15 wins and one loss on the season. That one lone loss was back in December, right before the Christmas break. St. Cecilia went on the road and played a very good Gretna team. Lost to them in overtime by a score of 56-50. Since then, it's been nothing but lopsided wins for St. Cecilia. They have won 10 games in a row since that loss to Gretna back in December. St. Cecilia just got done winning the Centennial Conference basketball tournament at the end of January. They beat Boys Town in the opening round of that tourney by the score of 63-36. Then went on to knock off Archbishop Bergen 58-37. They beat Grand Island Central Catholic in the championship ball game in overtime by a score of 42-39. Since then, the Blue Hawks picked up a win on Saturday over Lincoln Lutheran. Not much of a contest. They beat him by the score of 71-33. So these two teams score off for the first time here this season. Here at the Patriots gym, St. Cecilia is ranked number 2 in Class C1. Failed to mention that Adams Central is ranked number 7 in the Class B poll that was out this morning on the Lincoln Journal Star. St. Cecilia ranked number 2 in Class C1 behind Chadron. The Hawks are averaging 58 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 35.4 on the defensive end. The leading scorer for Hastings St. Cecilia so far has been Dalton Seeley. He is averaging 13.9 points per ball game. Paul Gettert also averaging double figures at 10.9. And also Zach Stirrup in there, actually the second leading scorer on the team. The big guy inside averaging 13 points and grabbing 8 rebounds per ball game. So we're still a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game here tonight between St. Cecilia and Adams Central in boys high school basketball. We'll have more on tonight's pregame show right after this.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number 1 in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back at